All right, and welcome back to Out of the Woods. Well, I hope you're hungry. I hope you haven't eaten yet, because we got a good one here for you that is sure to make you hungry, from Brad Vickers and his Vistapolitans, from their album That's What They Say. Here's Mama's Cookin'.
Well, you asked me what I remember the best. I'm pleased as punch and proud to confess it was Mama's cooking. Mama's cooking. We all ate pretty darn great on Mama's cooking. Lasagna, ravioli, meatballs and ziti, eggplant parmesan and a little cannellini, brisole manicotti and tiramisu. Mama's got nothing but the best for you. Her gravy's got basil and oregano too. It's the perfect simmering red sauce stew with a ton of garlic and a touch of scallion. Isn't it great to be Italian? It was Mama's cooking. Mama's cooking. And blintzes, kishka pastrami, matzo ball soup to feed an army, tzimis and herring, pieces of rugula. You're looking skinny, eat something, bubbla. Bagels, bialys with nova and a schmear, latkes and kasha and borscht, cream or clear. There's knedlach and kreplach, gefilte fish stew. Oh, what a pleasure to be a Jew. It was Mama's cooking. Mama's cooking. We all ate pretty darn great on Mama's cooking. Chow mein and lo mein, chop suey fried rice, Peking duck, braised beef with five spice, mushu pork and kung pao chicken. The sauce is to die for, pot stickers are sticking. Giant prawns are a special treat with all kinds of dim sum ready to eat. Fragrant dumplings, crisp as you please. Oh, what a joy to be Chinese. It was Mama's cooking. Mama's cooking. We all ate pretty darn great on Mama's cooking. Moussaka, pastisio, baklava with honey, gyros and pita are right on the money. Octopus grilled to perfection is nice when slathered in oil and served over rice. Feta, tzatziki, tarama too, their garlicky hors d'oeuvres to name just a few. Spanakopita pita made with spinach and leek. Boy, it's fantastic to be Greek. It was Mama's cooking. Mama's cooking. There's collards and ham hocks, fried chicken too, pork rinds and offal and kidney stew, cornbread, hush puppies, apple fritters, okra and succotash, come and get them. Chicken fried steak, mac and cheese and fried fish, it's so hard to choose one favorite dish. These flavors and tastes will never get old, cause she made them with love and she cooked them with soul. Mama's cooking. Mama's cooking. We all ate pretty darn great on Mama's cooking. It was Mama's cooking. Mama's cooking. We all ate pretty darn great on Mama's cooking. We all ate pretty darn great on Mama's cooking.
Remember Y2K? Remember what you did that day? Were you scared the machines would turn on us all? Or maybe your phone just wouldn't work. Maybe aliens would come to Earth. Could have been a mushroom cloud or heaven's bugle call. Me and some friends took a trip way down south, and we were on a beach hanging out with folks from all over the world, feeling nothing but fine. until we got demented. Counted down for each time zone represented and partied like it was 1999. Except it actually was. It wasn't just a figurative thing. And when it turned 2000, we just kept on partying. It was getting kind of silly by that point. Stumbling around, yelling at clouds. The new millennium was looking pretty messy so far. Can't always party daily and nightly, and not everyone takes those kind of things lightly. Some folks got more serious concerns. Take William Miller back in 1818, with all the scripture he'd been studying, he got to figuring out when Jesus would return. Once he was done calculating, he got to proselytizing and debating, and within several years he'd rounded up thousands more. They had pamphlets and meetings, the more the merrier, saying God would cleanse the sanctuary or something like that, October 1844. And after waiting years for their coming king, they started giving away everything, unconcerned with possessions or employment. But when the day finally rolled around and Jesus was nowhere to be found, they had what was called the Great Disappointment. Some said they'd botched their calculations, used the wrong calendar or computations, that he was still coming just a few months or years later. Some other folks just figured they'd been wrong, figured they'd better try and keep their home and think of a way to explain it to the neighbors. And somehow find the wherewithal to stock that pantry after all. Heck, maybe they should even go and see the dentist. But some other folks insisted it really did happen, just not on earth, but up in heaven, and they became the Seventh-day Adventists. Now if there's any Adventists listening, I really don't want to offend you. Really, I've got friends who are Adventists. I mean, I met one time. Besides, we've all got crazy ideas of our own. For instance, I thought this would be a nice little subject to write a song about. Back in the first century, off the Turkish coast on a little Greek island called Patmos, the guy wrote down a bunch of visions he thought reliable. And rather than asking, what's this guy on? People named it the Apocalypse of John. 300 years later, they decided it was in the Bible. And I grew up believing it had all come true, just when and how, nobody knew. But God was coming back to get his biz done. First time by water, next time fire, righteous and wicked to divide, and we'd get a new world in exchange for this one. And it was gonna happen soon, cause things are obviously getting worse. There's no turning it around, there's no saving this earth. Nothing worth saving anyway. You got men marrying dogs, trees. Next thing you know, some guy's gonna marry his truck. It's just wrong. Now some cheeky folks offer a service to believers who are getting nervous to ease their mind about their dogs and cats. Cause pets don't get raptured, you see. So these folks say for a small fee, they'll feed and walk them in the unlikely event of that. And boy, if it happens like they say, and all the believers are born away, you can be sure those atheists will come around then. Once they find out they lost the bet, they'll take real good care of your pets. It might be their last chance left of getting in. It's written no man knows the day of the Lord, but I saw it on some big billboards. Harold Camping figured it out and wrote it up high. God must have thought, who's this hack? Maybe he was even planning to come back and then didn't, just to spite the poor old guy. When May 21st went by, people laughed, but he stuck to his guns. Said it had been a spiritual event, not a physical one. And the real thing was coming, October 21st, 2011. Poor Harold. He kind of lost his enthusiasm for predictions after that. 2012 was going to be big, right? That shit was going to be tight. They had special calculations we could rely on. This wicked old world's got to make room. It's the start of a new Bactune, according to the calendar of the Mayans. Well, those Mayan dudes may have been rough, but they sure did make some amazing stuff, and they really must have been rapidly evolving. They didn't waste time with messy elections. They put the pedal down on natural selection by cutting off your head if you lost the ball game. But what did they think 2012 would mean? Would the poles reverse? Would the sun turn green? Would we see the planet Nibiru? Would it destroy man? Or was it the dawn of the Aquarian Age? Our ascension to another vibratory stage without war, injustice, materialism, or boy bands? Terence McKenna predicted the singularity with all the hard-earned sincerity and certainty that goes with dedicated research. See, he made a computer program through the I Ching, ate psilocybin mushrooms and some other things. As a result, he's about as sure as anyone on earth. Funny thing about being sure, the more you are, the less I believe you. Especially if it's that crazy-eyed, foaming-at-the-mouth kind of sure. The kind where no matter what happens, it still proves you're right. And if you don't see it, well, it was just more of a hidden spiritual thing. Anybody see a pattern here? We're pretty good at getting it wrong. This song would be even more stupidly long if I tried to tally up everybody's guesses. One thing in common with all these tales, they depend on someone besides ourselves, as if we won't have to clean up our own messes. As if we're the last people on earth, as if these times are the craziest there ever were, as if we're not just holding space here for our grandkids. As if it's all gonna turn to black and white, and everyone's gonna see the light, and convincing won't be as hard as it always is. Like we won't have to change minds one by one. It'll just happen, it'll just get done. We won't have to take time with all the messy stuff of building bridges, loving people in, realizing when we're wrong even, and learning to stop when we've had enough. Sounds like a pretty tall order, right? God help us, you say. Or what? It's gonna take a miracle to save us from ourselves. What if we're the only miracle we've got? This world's gotta end. This world's gotta end. It's on us to make a new one, my friends. This world's gotta end. This world's gotta end. And it's on us to make a new one, my friends. This world's gotta end. This world's gotta end. It's on us to make a new one, my friends. This world's gotta end. This world's gotta end. It's on us to make a new one, my friend. This world's gotta end. This world's gotta end. It's on us to make a new one, my friend. This world's gotta end. This world's gotta end. It's on us to make a new one, my friend. Oh, this world's gotta end. This world's gotta end. It's on us to make a new one, my friend. This world's gotta end. This world's gotta end. It's on us to make a new one.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Tear down this wall.
Donald said, I'll build a wall and make Mexico pay for it all.
And I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
What's more Republican than a big orange orangutan? Rich, smart, and humble is he.
I'm really rich.
Donald McRonald, the face of the new GOP.
And the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here.
Donald said,
they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
We love the way he's redefining the cloud around the silver lining so optimistically.
We're dying.
Donald McRonald, the face of the new GOP. We won one for the Gipper.
I've thought a bit of the shining city upon a hill.
Now let's win one for the Freudian slipper.
I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
We won another one for the great communicator.
The maxim is, dovayai, no provayai. Trust, but verify.
Let's win this one for the great self-inflator.
Nobody can do that like me. Believe me.
Ronald said,
after 200 years, two centuries, she's still a beacon for all who must have freedom.
That's what he said. Donald said,
sadly, the American dream is dead.
From dogmatic ideologues to to a pack of Pavlovian dogs, drooling whenever we see Donald McRonald, the face of the new GOP. The message is drifting and warping and shifting. The party of Lincoln is shriveling and shrinking for Donald McRonald, the face of the new GOP.
I haven't heard the word clown in a while.
Wow. It's funny how a little bit of time changes everything, huh? What a world we live in, my goodness. Roy Zimmerman there, and a new little single he just sent out to everybody called Donald McRonald, the face of the new GOP. Funny stuff. Scott Cook, yeah, in there. Another one from his new one, Go Long. And boy, that was a long one. 8 minutes and 10 seconds. And we had to throw a bit of an edit in there as well because it has one of those words that the FCC gets all upset about. So, you know, a little snippet. That was all it was. Called Talkin' Anthropocalypse Blues from Scott Cook. And we started you off there, Brad Vickers and his Vestapolitans and Mama's Cookin' from That's What They Say. Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, we're going to get a little classic country for you for a while here. As y'all know, you heard me play this a week or two ago. Buck Owens, there's a new compilation out, another version of Buckum. This one's Volume 2, the music of Buck Owens from 1967 to 1975. And this is Weekend Daddy on Out of the Woods.
I know I only see you now and then, but I just can't make your mama understand that I really can't be happy being gone. And your weekend daddy loves her all week long. I know you'd like for me to come back home, but your mama thinks she needs to be alone. And don't think I forget her when I'm gone. Your weekend daddy loves her all week long.
Lean on a jukebox, sip on a cool one. kiss me goodnight. We both know believing, honey, we'll be all right. Grandpa says true love can't be lost. You're part of me, baby, and here with this beat in my heart. So keep it safe, keep it warm. When you're out there in the storm, my love, I'll be true. Go with the light that ever shines in you.
Great new CD from them called Fine Bloom, and that was Go With The Light. Loretta Lynn in there, one of my favorites, of course, from the big 3-CD set, Honky Tonk Girl, the Loretta Lynn collection, and What Sundown Does to You. That's the single version that originally came out way back when. Buck Owens in there started off the set. We heard Weekend Daddy from the Buckham Volume 2, the music of Buck Owens, 1967 to 1975. Just came out on the Omnivore label, if you're looking for that one. Great stuff. Definitely recommend it. All right, well, it's that time. We're going to do the calendar for my local friends here in New Hampshire. You'll get something in your own local area, so don't go anywhere. First, though, I wanted to thank all you folks tuned in out there, wherever you might be listening. Thanks for tuning in. We've got folks tuned in near to us on WSCS in New London, New Hampshire. People listen on WRAQ over there in Angelico, New York as well. WYAP in Clay, West Virginia. Neopa Community Radio in Canton, Ohio. KONR Out North Radio in Anchorage, Alaska. KXCR in Florence, Oregon. KGIG in Modesto, California. And all of our online friends as well. The Global Voice, Boston Free Radio, Shout Radio, Sword Radio, Bumps Radio, Homelands Radio, and on the Pirate Airwaves out there too in Pine Mountain Club, California from time to time on Pinecone Radio. Thanks for tuning in out there as well. All right, folks, We'll be right back after this.